Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Good morning, I'm Jeff Danker. This is day two of the strike by members of the Chicago Teachers Union. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya has the latest on developments from the bargaining table and the picket line.
The Chicago Teachers Union says there was some movement in talks yesterday, with the school board putting a class size reduction plan in writing. Still, a union lawyer says that proposal is woefully inadequate. Teacher Jackson Potter is a member of the bargaining team and says the strike is about more than a pay raise.
We have 18,000 homeless students in our district. It is not only an outrage, it's something we have a moral obligation to address. And that's what we've done, and the board has responded. It was correct for us to raise this issue.
Teachers will picket this morning at schools and rally and march downtown this afternoon. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That rally is set for 1:30 in the afternoon. We'll have updates on how that affects your afternoon commute through the day on WBBM. An attorney for Chicago police officer Robert Rialmo says he will appeal the Chicago Police Board's unanimous vote last night to fire him for the deadly shooting of Betty Jones during the incident that also led to the death of Quintonio LeGreer. 38th Ward Alderman Nicholas Sposato is a friend of Rialmo's. He blasted the decision as punishing a good officer for defending himself from an attack by someone his own family feared.
Kid's own father was scared to death of him. But a police officer that goes to an intense scene, we think that was not justified.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson has ordered an internal investigation of himself and has gone to the hospital on doctor's orders after a passerby found him passed out in his parked car near his home early yesterday morning.
Johnson says his doctor prescribed him a new blood pressure medication earlier in the week. He stopped taking the old drug but forgot to take the new one. He says that's why he had a spike in his blood pressure, and he pulled over and parked his car at 34th and Aberdeen, not far from his home, after he began to feel lightheaded. Johnson says he fell asleep in the car, and by the time officers had arrived and checked him out, he had recovered and they let him drive home. As for why officers didn't give Johnson a breathalyzer test to see if he was intoxicated.
If someone looks impaired or intoxicated, or if they smell alcohol or cannabis for that matter, then they will conduct that. But if they don't think there's any reason to, then they won't do it.
Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot says the CTA will spend $20 million to eliminate so-called slow zones for buses on 7 routes in the city. It's a way to encourage more people to use buses. We're expecting to hear more information today about a shooting inside a restaurant in South Suburban Harvey that sent 2 people to hospitals.
The shooting happened near 154th Street and Center Avenue at Leonel's Grocery Store and Restaurant, according to Harvey Police Chief Ed Winters. A male and a female were wounded in the shooting, and Winters says they were taken to a hospital where the male was in critical condition and the female was stabilized. Winters says no arrests have been reported. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
And the operator of the Cubs' new Marquee Sports Network say they've reached agreement to carry the All Cubs All the Time channel on AT&T's video networks, including DirecTV and UVerse.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.